Robert Matthew Childers, I'll never forget. He was like my guardian angel who said, this is the way to heaven, this is the path, this is the counterculture. You want to smoke some grass. And he played Cat Stevens songs to me on his guitar, took me out to the woods, would collect herbs. He lived outdoors. He lived in, slept in abandoned homes, very clean and neat, couldn't be traced. He like was the one single person that opened me up to this whole counterculture. And then I just dropped out, grew long hair, we had a great time. And I miss him. We sort of got out of touch, as I have with my other friends in Missouri. But that's... So I just was lucky enough to catch the tail end of all this, you know. Getting away from my family in Long Island, going to Missouri.
Isn't it funny how timing in your life can be so important? And often you don't know the timing, but sometimes you know you did something soon enough or at the right time.
Yeah, well, what I find, I'm
for that, you know.
I'm going through another awakening in my life. I just turned 50 a month and a half ago, and all these things are falling together and more like a jigsaw puzzle in my life, and I understand that they have... A lot of things that happened to me have more meaning now. I've put in together. And so I'm aware when I'm going out here interviewing people, I'm aware of the purpose behind it. And I feel that I'm part of the world. This isn't a lone experience. So this is how I sense very strongly that we're going to enter another very liberating cycle in our society. Because I don't think these inspirations I'm having, these ideas, are just happening in a little isolated bubble. I'm meeting other people and meeting people on the streets like, they're way ahead of me. And
I think
so
it's
forth.
Great you're doing something to break down the isolation.
Well, another reason is I'm finding a way to return all the love and fun that Berkeley and San Francisco gave me.
People really aren't so alone, that really they're a lot more related. A lot of people are a lot more related than they realize. And
yeah.
You don't have to, be so isolated. You don't have to be so alienated.
Another thing I've done in giving back some of what Berkeley did for me is I started a sort of a hackers group called Berkeley Unix User Group. January, we meet at Cafe Coccole on University Avenue every week, every Thursday, and because I admire the hacker world, I can't hack myself, so I am a hack advocate, and so what we're turning into is a group of people. We're just a very social group, and we're becoming a social network for all the hackers, Linux, Unix users in the Bay Area, and I also doing it because I feel that as a gay person, I want to share knowledge of hacking with the gay community, because it's going to become political dissent is going to become more and more important on the internet in cyberspace. So basically, I'm returning different things back to Berkeley that's done for me. But in the process, I'm also becoming part of this new awakening that I feel is happening too. Is there anything else you want to talk about right now, or any topic?
I guess you think about anything. Is there any question or something you'd like to say?
At this moment.
I guess we could go on another time if you want.
Yeah, if there's any topic you have in mind that you'd like to actually put on tape and I'll put on the web for you, maybe take a notice and say, oh, by the way, I have this or that, because that's how I operate. If people want to add more or change something, you're welcome to. So I'm going to turn it.